Well, Israeli warplanes have once again struck targets in the Gaza Strip. Four airstrikes hit targets in Khan Yunis, Gaza City, and the northern Gaza Strip, but no casualties have been reported so far. Israeli Air Force has conducted at least a dozen airstrikes since Saturday. The attacks began after Israel accused Hamas of kidnapping three Israeli settlers in the West Bank. However, Hamas has denied the accusation, saying they are not holding the settlers. The Palestinian Resistance Movement has condemned Israel for a security crackdown on Palestinians in the West Bank, calling it a cowardly act and a violation of all international conventions. The movement has warned that the crackdown will have consequences for Israel. Hamas has also appealed to the Palestinian Authority to stop security cooperation with Israel. Crossing over to Berkeley, California, joined by author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shulman. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, once again, we see a very tight crackdown on the Palestinians, this time around using the excuse of missing settlers. It appears that Israel also wants to cause a schism between the PA and the Hamas. Your take on that, sir?
Well, we have to understand fundamentally that the Israelis, their soldiers and their special forces on a daily and routine basis invade Palestinian cities throughout the West Bank, kidnap people, kill people, disappear people, hold them without charge, hold them in detention under conditions of torture on a daily basis. And this is part of the so-called security arrangements whereby the Palestinian towns and villages are divided into specific zones in which the Israeli armed forces can do this with impunity. In other zones where they do that in conjunction with the forces of the Palestine Authority, and in other zones where the Palestine Authority acts as surrogates for Israel. And in fact, the security arrangements are those of coordination between the Zionist state and the Palestinian Authority. The Hamas has pointed out that these youngsters have not been, no one has taken responsibility or formal acknowledgement of them. And there is no evidence that they are but teenagers and as opposed to soldiers who were involved in similar operations as happen on a daily basis. The fundamental issue is this. Israel has conducted a war of continued occupation and siege on the Palestinian people. Any response by the Palestinians to settlers, to their instruments, to soldiers, to forces of occupation is treated as an opportunity and an occasion for an overwhelming response of force and further subjugation of the Palestinian people. There is no other alternative but to resist occupation, no alternative but to resist the predations of the Israeli state. And what Hamas has said in its statement about the role of the Palestine Authority of coordinating with the so-called security arrangements of Israel is a fair condemnation and must stop.
Well, what do you think? I mean, Mr. Shulman, we're seeing that since this so-called search has been started since last week, and that at least one Palestinian young person now, a 20-year-old, has been killed. And what they are doing, inflicting harm, incarcerating or at least detaining people, and of course, illegally going into their homes. Where's the international condemnation of these acts by Tel Aviv?
The acts by Tel Aviv that you describe are not only in response to the disappearance of these three youngsters, soldiers or not soldiers. It's a daily event in Palestine. It's a norm of the security operations of the Israeli state to subjugate the Palestinian people. Any mobilization on the part of the Palestinians is met by these methods. Any attempt on the part of the Palestinian people even to communicate with each other about their political objectives is treated in a similar fashion. So the absence of condemnation on the part of the for the formal United Nations and international organizations to this daily reality is but the little continuation of this same process of sanctioning the subjugation of the Palestinian people and the permanent occupation of their land and the preparations for the further expulsion of the Palestinian people. There is a struggle for survival on the part of the people of Palestine. The Palestine Authority has too long been an instrument of the Israeli occupation itself. to the extent that Hamas rejects this, it is saying that it's only accurate and only responds to the feelings and sentiments and needs of the Palestinian people at large.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Berkeley, California, author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shoman.